2011 was the year of the royal wedding, but you may not know it was also the year of the earthquake-proof table, the wind-powered landmine clearance device and the bike hanger. Sarah Burton's creation for the Duchess of Cambridge's big day secures her a place at the Designs of the Year Award. Here's curator Gemma Curtin.
When everybody saw it, I think there was a universal appreciation of it. And it has been sealed in everybody's minds, that design. I think it's something everybody knows.
And in this most topical of awards shortlists, the Olympics are heavily represented. The velodrome where Sir Chris Hoy and Victoria Pendleton will bid for cycling gold is nominated for architecture. And Edward Barber and Jay Osgoby have one of their three nods for the design of the Olympic torch.
It has a lot of narrative behind it, but it has to look good. You know, when people are running down the street, people have to feel proud of it.
It's been a big year. Obviously, you don't get much bigger than the Olympic torch, but we've had a couple of really great projects launched this year, so we're really honoured.
But they're up against tough competition in the product category. There's a defibrillator that will allow untrained rescuers to perform CPR.
Place hands. Compress chest.
It's also up against a handheld cordless vacuum cleaner and the invisible cycle helmet, a collar which blows up like an airbag around your head if you have an accident.